and knows no bounds. It's not ashamed. It speak up loud, but never boast.
You're back at the Magic Hour with Michael McCallum. I am your host, Michael McCallum. This is an internet broadcasting podcast brought to you by Rebel Pictures and Michigan Business Network. We are in studio with Jen Siggett talking about her slight obsession with Tom Waits. It's okay. It's like a real therapy session. She's lying on a couch and she's telling us all her hopes and fears and dreams. But so we're talking about the Independent Music Awards in New York City, end of this month. We're both going to be able to be there. You have a song, It's About Time, off your new album, It's mm-hmm. About Time, that's up for Best Americana.
Yep.
And then I'm nominated humbly for Best Director for a Music Video for Love is Wild. So the music video's done so well.
It really, really has.
I mean, people's response to it
and
has
been incredible.
And it's beautiful.
I'm very proud of it, and I'm proud to share it. I talk about it at every show and encourage people to go check it out. And I mean, and it's also worth mentioning that it was a fan favorite. That's how it got to be a top five finalist. That's pretty huge. That's like the people watched the videos and they chose that one. They like that video. And I think especially for video content, that matters so much, whether they want to share it and want to
sure.
pass it on to their social network. And, you know, but it really is such a good message. It's beautifully done. And I couldn't be prouder. And I'm not surprised. Yeah. It's in the top five.
Well, it's I mean, your music is incredible. You're a great songwriter. You have a great voice. And it also, too, it has you performing in it. But it's just it's a very simple video. It just mm-hmm. has friends and families and people together, couples. And I think the message to it, with everything that we're going through as a world, as a country,
mm-hmm.
everything that's happening politically,
yes.
that feels like it's just completely out of your hands sometimes. It feels like you're sitting in the back seat and the car's going over
yeah.
the cliff, and you can't do anything about it, you know. And I think, you know, with kind of the message that the song has and the video conveys is that, you know, love can conquer. It when I accepted the award, the Eclipse Award
yeah.
for Best Music Video for Love Is Wild, you know, my father and I went up on stage and I said, you know, gave you a shout out, obviously, and also said, you know, the theme to the video and the message is love can conquer all. I mm-hmm. mean, with all the bullshit going on, it really can. So that's something I'm super proud of.
Yeah. And love is for everyone is also part,
yes.
a big part of that message. Both of those things together. Love does conquer all and love is for everyone. And there's no bad love. Let's just come on. Who, you know. It's just the way it is. There is no bad love.
And you know, I don't get...
If you think there's bad love, you're the problem. That's how I feel.
And I don't get, too, is because there is an LGBTQ message for the project as well. And I think the thing that blows me away is if you disagree with that, that's mm-hmm. fine. Just keep it to your fucking self. Nobody yeah. wants to hear it. Like, just get your sandwich, get your gas, mm-hmm. pay your bills. Be kind to everybody and keep that opinion to yourself. Nobody needs to hear it.
I would agree with that. I think, you know, I'm like, you know, one of the most tolerant people ever for, you know, if your life is making you happy, as long as you're not infringing on other people, good for you. I mean,
amen. Yeah.
It's too short. We're here for such a short amount of time. We can't waste time with that kind of life.
No, it's insanity. So you can go to jensiggett.com. And you can also go to rebelpictures.net, check the video out. I also did another video for you for One Thing that mm-hmm. was kind of a companion piece to Buffalo, the film, multi-award winning film that my father, William C. McCallum, starred in. And that video is up there as well. So check those out. I've gotten into the groove of really liking to do those, finding the right artist, the right song, but I think, you know, there's something really cool in doing music videos that when I was younger, I had really no interest in doing them because I kind of felt like certain videos in a good or a bad way, you just think when you hear the song, you see the video and then mm-hmm. us growing up in the 80s, yeah. you know, there's sometimes an overkill with that. And I've gotten to the point now that I like to do kind of a narrative story with it, or mixing it with a performance thing. Yeah. So, you know.
Well, what I love about the Love is Wild video also is that it's a different version than the album cut. The song on the record is kind of a New Orleans style party tune.
Yeah.
But the version on the video is how I originally wrote the song. And I think it lends a little bit more to the lyrics and makes it a little heavier, but in a good way.
Yes. Yeah. And it's just you with a guitar.
It's really simple.
Yes.
And I think there's magic in the simplicity of it. Yeah. And of course, it's shot wonderfully and edited wonderfully.
Scott Basden, yes, got to give him
that's what I was getting at.
Yeah. Give him a nice little shout out.
Because he did some wonderful work. And then, of course, the concept and everything from you. It was just really, really wonderful. Really, I'm so, so happy with it.
I like, too, that you can do so much with that simple idea. The song is simple, but there's a complexity, I think, in that simplicity that sometimes people try to do too much, where it's like, just keep it down, pare it down to its simplest form, and it can really touch and move people more than mm-hmm. sometimes if you try to do too much, you know?
I like that it was all real people in the video, too, and a lot of Lansing people, a lot of local Michigan, definitely Michigan people, but a lot of Lansing people. So I definitely like that it wasn't actors as much as it was just real couples. And that's the other thing, is they weren't, you know, just posed couples. They were real couples and real families and real love, dude.
Yes. On that note, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with Jen Siggett. This is The Magic Hour with Michael McCallum, Rebel Pictures, Michigan Business Network. It's about time that I put my soul on paper and I'll go down singing rhymes. It's about time.